Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to get back into the emails here in a moment, but just as an aside, it looks like the so-called stimulus bill has been passed by the House of Representatives.
We're apparently saved!
Apparently, before anybody had a chance to read the thing. Which is, of course, typical for Washington, D.C.
It's so funny that you know, no one cares.
No.
Nobody cares. You know, the politicians did it again. They didn't read that crap. They have no idea what they passed.
Well, now, wait. They may know something about what they passed, because odds are good that in order to get the yes votes, they had to add in what it was that whoever it was that was going to vote yes was wanting. So, for instance, Mark, I would come to you as the person who is promoting this piece of legislation. I'd say, Mark, we need your vote on this. What can we do to make it happen?
Hell no.
What can we do to make it happen?
Well, my district needs more work.
Done. It's in the bill. Now, will you vote yes?
Well, yeah. Well, if I can get a bridge to my house.
Absolutely. Done.
Okay.
You know, that's how it works, right? So they all just scratch each other's back until everybody gets the pork that they want added into the bill, and then it sails right on through. And, of course, since the Republicans are in the minority now in Washington, D.C., they can position themselves as the small government guys again.
Yeah. They're getting real principled these days.
Right. They are acting real principled these days. And then, of course, once the tides turn, then they're just going to use the power for their own benefit like they did during the George Bush administration. So don't let them fool you again into thinking that they actually give a damn about anything in regards to small government. It's just that they're playing the contrarian role because that's the role that they have to play at this particular point in the game. So just figured we'd let you know that thing has moved on through. $787 billion, 1,071 pages, 8 inches thick. So it is now going on to the Senate, where it'll probably be passed, and then Obama will sign it and say goodbye to more of your savings, because they're going to print out some more money in order to pay for this one. 800-259-9231. So, Mark, let's go into your email box, where we continue delving into the realm of the Fringer, as we began the show last hour.
Yeah, it's So it's just kind of funny. I carried on a conversation with a guy via email today, and you know, it's like, I guess I don't have enough to.
Apparently,
to do.
You were bored. Yeah,
I'm not. I have things to do. It's just, you know, sometimes you just gotta fool with people, I guess. So this guy, we'll call him Colin. He decides to email me like 7 different videos from YouTube showing.
Yeah, I saw those coming.
Showing conclusively that in fact there is a new world order.
Okay.
And I wrote him back on one of them, and I said, Colin, you've sent me a great deal of stuff on the New World Order. Why have you done this? And so he responds back, and it's probably been, you know, about a few hours between responses. So, and it's all caps.
Oh, boy.
A while back I called your shows, and you guys scoffed at it. That's why.
Well, now, hold on. Let me jump in here real briefly. I know you had a response, but for those that don't know, for the uninitiated, maybe you're new to this show and you haven't heard any of the Fringers call in, they believe in this new world order. They believe that the world's elites are coming together in secret smoky rooms, plotting a variety of different dastardly deeds. Like, for instance, as we talked about last hour, some of them believe that they're trying to wipe out 80% of the world's population, that they're spraying chemicals, that they're poisoning water supplies, and they have a name for themselves.
That alien lizard people have taken over the world elite.
And they have a name for themselves, and that is a new world order. Well, but it seems unrealistic to believe that there is such a thing, because there are people in search of power all over the world, and they don't want to just give it away. They don't want, you know, the people down in South America wouldn't necessarily want the American New World Order types to take their power from them. What would be in it for them in that case? So probably the more realistic scenario is that there are various different groups of power-seeking individuals around the world that are, to some level, competing with one another to see who can rule the most. Is there such a thing as a new world order? I have no idea, well, but I do know there are people in search of power.
There's people. I mean, there's the fact is they use some of the politicians out there use the term new world order, throwing gasoline on the fire of these conspiracy theorists, as though because they've used the term new world order, that means that there's this nefarious group of people meeting, you know, in different places and sacrificing children to owl gods. And
George
all kinds
Bush
of,
said so. It's true,
right? But that just because he said the words new world order in a row, I mean, there was a new world order on the WWE. I mean, are the wrestlers involved in it?
Maybe there is a new world order. Maybe there is some sort of club of Western tyrants, people that are in charge of various different countries and bankers and things like that. But what about the people from South America and Asia and
right.
the Middle
Does
East?
Does the New World Order run Southeast Asia? Because I doubt the Chinese have heard of the Bilderbergers.
Right. Exactly.
It's silly nonsense to waste your time with. Anyway, so he said that we scoffed at the video, and I said, well, I didn't watch it then, and I'm not going to. But I would ask you this. What are you going to do about the NWO? Send a bunch of videos to your friends. That won't bring down the power elite, and it'll likely alienate your friends, too.
Okay, I know what they do, Mark. What they do is they send videos. We know that. They love to send videos around. They call talk shows. They love to call talk shows.
Yep.
And let's see, what else do they do?
Well, they hand out CDs and videos, and sometimes they'll have little get-togethers where they try to initiate new people, you know.
Like outreach booths.
Yeah, well, the outreach booths and, like, they'll hand out flyers. There's a meeting at the library, and we'll find out how 9/11 was an inside job.
I saw some of them bullhorning, actually, once. They had they were out in Central Square here in Keene. One of them had a bullhorn, and there were about three or four others that were kind of standing and watching, and that was it. Nobody else was around.
Bullhorns. See, this is, first off, the techniques that are used to recruit people are poor. Because, you know, for one, calling here and being combative, you're likely going to get combativeness back. Mm-hmm. You're probably not going to convince us. Call here and be convincing, and we might discuss it with you. We have in the past certainly discussed it with people rationally, whether or not there's this new world order and, you know, how deep does this rabbit hole go.
Some are better at discussing than others.
Yes. Some are very good at just, you guys are gatekeepers for the new world order.
Yeah. Well, I love it when they include us in the conspiracy. Yeah,
that's happening here.
Oh, okay, great. Let's get to it.
So, remember, all caps here. So I'm going to shout it at internet ease. Colin goes on. I guess I should just bend over and spread them then, right? Remember, I said, what are you doing? What are you doing to stop the NWO?
Point of information on the all caps thing. Were the videos he originally sent you, were those emails typed in all caps as well?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe he's got a broken keyboard.
But he sent them. Remember why he sent the videos to us?
Okay.
Because we had scoffed at him on the air.
Yeah.
So he's shouting in order to get our attention. He has an internet bullhorn.
Gotcha.
Okay. So anyway, he says, I guess I should just bend over and spread them, right? That's like me saying to you, why do you have a radio show? You're just wasting your time. Well, no, I've got a radio show because it's my job, and I'm making money doing it and feeding my family.
We're having a blast.
You're having a good old time reading your email. And you're dead wrong. The Awakening numbers prove that. I don't know what the Awakening numbers
Should've
are.
Should have watched the video.
I'm not going to. Like I said, I think you guys are paid whores because your actions show it, and the power elite will fall hard. Okay, the power elite's going to fall, but... You know, like the conspiracy theorists seem to be all scared to death of them. Like they're gonna come after, you know, if you congregate all in one area, they're gonna come after you or something like that. And just there's no evidence for this. If they really wanted to get people, they'd go after Alex Jones, the biggest radio show that
Conspiracy radio show,
biggest conspiracy radio show that's into this. They would have taken him off the air. Snuffed him out like a bug.
But see, that would prove it, Mark.
But they've taken out other ones, supposedly, of the reporters that have been onto their trail, guys that just didn't apparently randomly die.
Hmm.
And this woman who's, you know, she was on that 9/11 commission trying to find out what I don't know what. But, you know.
All right.
Okay, so anyway, there we are. We're paid whores. I love that. Yep, good way to make friends with us. Tell us we're gatekeepers for the New World Order.
You know, he better watch out or he'll be targeted next. I'm kidding, of course.
Yeah. So I said, we're using our radio show to recruit people to fight for freedom in New Hampshire. It's a battle plan that'll work. Trying to convince them that 9/11 was an inside job committed by mindless minions of the Schnurkenbergers is a waste of time. Even if I did believe that crap, I wouldn't hassle people about it. If you know who I can contact among the Power Elite, I'd like to get my check. I'm not a paid whore, but if you think I can get a check by continuing to say what I say on the air, then I'll take the money.
Oh, I don't want to hear what he has to say to this here. It does go on, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, more with Colin the Fringer in moments at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
and Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, edit virtually anything you see, and it's totally free, by the way. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Hey, you know email's not secure, but privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com, an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. As we continue in Mark's email box, a conversation with a fringer. Just to recap, Mark, you were sent something like 6 emails from this guy. Actually, he sent them to the show address as well. And they were promoting his fringe conspiracy ideas.
Yeah, videos, and it was all caps, and you know, just
he wanted you to spend your time this afternoon watching the videos so he could prove you wrong. He could prove to you that what there's a world a group of elites calling themselves a New World Order trying to take over everything. Something like that. Destroy.
That's the impression that I got.
Destroy society.
I didn't watch the videos. I have no intention of watching the videos. So I don't know.
So you wrote him back and you told him you weren't going to watch them. And just give me a recap to where we are right now.
Well, I more or less said that, you know, essentially you're wasting your time doing this. You're, you know, alienating your friends and bothering people. And, you know, you're not going to succeed in doing anything by letting people know about the power elite.
You're just trying to do him a favor.
The New World Order.
You're trying to get to give him a clue that the way he's going about this is not persuasive.
And, you know, I said, even if I did believe that 9/11 was an inside job committed by a mindless minions of the Schnurgenbergers, I wouldn't hassle people about it because it just doesn't make any sense to do that. You know, people don't care. So, 9/11, crap. New World Order, crap. This is Colin going on here. Ignorance is bliss in your world. Fight for freedom. But the, excuse me, I just lost my page here. But the brown, I don't know what this means, but the brown nose brothers say never mind the documented truth. I guess you and I are the brown nose brothers?
Sure, whatever. So we're brown-nosing the world elite, I guess, is the idea. Right.
Well, remember,
we're brown-nosing the world elite by getting on the air every night and railing against the state.
Mm-hmm. We're good at it.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we're very good at helping out the Bilderbergers by talking about how, you know, people should make decisions for themselves and, you know, cut government down
if
to the bone.
If you guys talked about what this guy is talking about, I would never have listened to this show.
Right.
And a lot of people, other people would not have ever listened,
right.
Nor would we have ever gotten on any radio
station.
So I get to that point.
Look, some of what you're saying may be true, and there probably are some great conspiracy theories out there, fine, whatever, but you sound like weirdos, and I think one of the most important things about the Liberty Movement is, like, I don't want to say, I hate to say, like, blending in, but, I mean, portraying that message in a way that people, normal people, can understand. And they
not
just,
being nuts.
Yeah, if you act like a crazy, no one's going to listen to you.
Right, if you want people to understand what liberty is about, you have to show them how it is liberty benefits them. You don't go and start screaming from the rooftops about how it is they're poisoning the water and how it is that, you know, 9/11 was an inside job or whatever other conspiracy theories it is that they have, the fringers happen to be promoting at this moment in time. You find the individual you want to bring on board and you find out what's important to them. What is it in your life that could be better? How is it that liberty could improve your life? What is it that you want to see happen in society that liberty could make happen in a much more positive fashion than what we currently have? Do you want to feed the poor? Maybe we should show you how it is that that can be done through voluntary means and a consensual basis as opposed to the current governmental coercive system. But then again, if you love liberty, that doesn't necessarily mean you even begin to agree with these conspiracy theories. And that's why I believe that a lot of the conspiracy crowd doesn't even have any idea what freedom and liberty are about.
Right. I mean, you know, they got what they wanted. Barack Obama's been elected. Congratulations. We got out the power elite because that was George Bush. And, you know,
they don't believe that.
Right.
The conspiracy crowd wouldn't believe that.
Sure, but
that's changed.
That's what Charlie Sheen and that's what the Rosie O'Donnell believed.
Ah, that's true. They were part of the conspiracy movement for at least a little while.
Right. You got in with the Hollywood bedfellows, and the Hollywood bedfellows got what they wanted. Did you guys get what you wanted? No.
I think that sort of, I can understand, like, when you're young and you're introduced to conspiracy theories. I mean, there certainly is somebody out there against you, but it's the state, not necessarily lizard groups and other weird groups of people that they like to name off. I mean, they're... there is somebody who does terrible things and ruins lots of lives, and I mean,
they're not hiding.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. They're out in the open, and they wear the mantle of the state constantly.
I think they sort of get that confused. Like, conspiracy theorists are almost there. Like, they realize things aren't right.
That's true.
But they don't realize what exactly it is quite, and they take it too far almost with their weird stories,
yeah,
and they
do
get
take
too
it far
into it instead of focusing on what the real problem is.
Well,
and
they realize things aren't right, but at the same time, they've been told so many horrific stories about what is supposedly really going on that they've come to the conclusion that even though things aren't right, there's no way to actually fix the situation, that you've got to build a bomb shelter and go, hide out the rest
of
your
life. Well, they get angry when they tell you about it and you don't, like, this guy with his all caps and stuff, he sounds aggravated.
Ranting.
That you don't, yeah.
I mean, that's
that sounds crazy.
He's using several exclamation points, after each sentence. That's a person who's ranting,
yeah.
As far as I can tell.
If I went around and talked to people like that, no one would be my friend.
Right? No, you're not convincing anyone because
annoying.
They don't
want
to be like you. You're not looking to emulate you. Why do salespeople all wear ties and stuff? Well, because they're connecting with people. People, that's nice, looks nice, acting polite. People want to see that when they're getting sold something. And I'm sorry, you're selling conspiracy, so sell it. Sell it well.
I get enough critique for calling the local talk show on Saturday mornings here in Keene. It's called Talk Back, and actually, if you want to hear it, we actually stream it on the Free Talk live stream tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. You can go to freekeene.com, and there's a chat room there. People will be hanging out. But I get, I get critique for calling this local talk show and taking a pro-liberty position, critique from the anti-liberty people in town, but they don't really have much to say to my points. Like, they critique me for calling. They critique me for getting on the air and talking about my belief system. They don't really have anything to say to it. Can you imagine how it would be if I called up and started ranting about fluoride in the water or, contrails or chemtrails or whatever?
Nobody's going to listen to you.
Then you want to talk about really marginalizing yourself. I mean, it's difficult enough to talk to people about liberty. It's iconoclastic enough to just talk about freedom.
And in that case, you actually have facts and things to back you up. Like, liberty arguments are sound arguments. Lizard men and the Illuminati is what?
It's speculation.
It's gobbledygook.
Right. It's all based on wild speculation about what they believe to be the truth. Anyway, Mark, let's continue.
Yeah. So he calls us the Brown Nose Brothers and says that we just don't care. And you want listeners that can't handle the truth. 2 exclamation points. By the way, how big is your audience lately? Last I listened, not too many callers. They don't want to hear your sugar-coated crap.
Common radio misconception. You believe that callers translates to listeners. It's not necessarily true. For instance, let me give you an example. If you want to guarantee callers to your radio show, no matter how small it is, bring on a psychic. You'll have call lined up after call. It'll be an awful radio show, but you'll have callers. It could very well be that the people are just so interested in listening to what they're hearing, they don't want to call. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it. Getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S. You'll lose some weight.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
That toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Want to invite you to the Liberty Forum. It's coming up in early March, first weekend in March, the 5th through the 8th. We are going to be broadcasting live every night of the Liberty Forum. Looking forward to meeting you if you're going to be there, and you should be there if you love freedom, that is, and you want to have a great excuse to come up here to New Hampshire and to check things out, meet hundreds of the activists that we talk about so much on this show. We talk about the Free State Project all the time on Free Talk Live, not just because they're an advertiser, but because we're members. We're participants in the Free State Project. And we moved to New Hampshire a couple of years ago, for the purpose of getting together with like-minded individuals and advancing liberty in our lifetime. And that's what the Liberty Forum is all about. It's about getting together with those like-minded individuals, spending a weekend in Nashua at the Crown Plaza Hotel, attending panel discussions and speeches and after-hours parties, dinners, keynote addresses. It's a great time. We look forward to seeing you there. Go and get registered at freestateproject.org/libertyforum and use our discount code to save 10%. That's 2009FTL. That's the code 2009FTL at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we continue here, Mark, with a series of emails between you and a fringer where he is yelling Well, by typing in all caps and using several exclamation points, he's very upset at you for not just spending hours of your time researching all of the crazy crackpot claims that he's put in front of you.
Well, he hasn't actually made that many. You know, most of his claims were New World Order and 9/11 stuff. And to me, you know, that's around the same area as the HARP and chemtrails and just all the stuff out there.
Wait, I shouldn't call them crackpot. Fringer claims, right?
Well, the claims, it for us, what it's been like here on this show is like we get attacked with these claims almost. So that's probably where the terminology crackpot comes from, because, you know, it's just not convincing to me when I get yelled at about it.
It's like when Christians yell at you and tell you that you're going to hell.
The guy in the corner.
Essentially is a religion for this guy, and he's very angry that you do not believe in the same
fashion.
Pretty
much. He has faith in it in the same ways, yeah. So I said, look, Colin, you can continue to try to tell anyone lonely enough to listen about the Jewish lizard aliens that are secretly planning to exterminate about all the 500,000 of us if you want. I'm just letting you know that people don't care and by and large think the whole thing sounds nutty. The show, and he had mentioned how the show's doing poorly and getting fewer and fewer callers. And I said, the show's doing great. Thanks for asking. We've been syndicated like a third of the time that Alex Jones, and I'm using him as a comparison because he's the major guy that they use as, you know, that does.
He's the name in the Fringer movement.
And we're in the same syndicate.
By the way, I've got nothing against Alex Jones. No,
I think he does the best of them all.
I think he's got a great
InfoWorld site is great.
I think he does a real great job covering the rise of the police state. He talks about real, tangible evidence, real stories that are absolutely concrete and happening, and that you can point to, and there's no doubt about it. I like it when he covers those things. It's just the other stuff.
He doesn't mention the Jewish lizard aliens, you know, on his show, and it just goes to show that he's working for the Schnurgenberg. Because otherwise,
there are theories
expose
like that
them. Yeah, David Icke's theories. That's all you have to do. Look it up. Look, Google.
No, but I mean, there are Alex Jones conspiracy theories out there where the fringers are essentially saying Jones is a member of the CIA, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, rabbit hole just keeps going.
It just keeps going. It doesn't. You can't get crazier than Jewish lizard aliens. I'm sorry. Let's go on. So I said the show's doing great. We've been on a third of the time that Alex Jones has been on, and we now have more stations than he does. We've got 45. We started with two in 2004. People do want to hear the truth about liberty and the evil things that the government is doing right out in the open.
And the real tangible things they can do about it.
So Colin says, Jewish lizard aliens? 6? What planet are you from? See you showing your disinfo colors again, and it's half a billion, not 500,000, dummy.
The way that these guys tend to type does not help their case.
There's some kind of indentation here at the 500 million, but I did get it wrong. I mean, he's right, and, you know, it's an opportunity to make a jab and go for it. That's your power elite's words and numbers, not mine. But you lack your willful ignorance because you won't read the power elite's own press releases like Earth Charter and Agenda 21. What about Agenda 20 and Agenda 19?
I don't know.
Okay. And for your radio numbers, there's a sucker born every day. How do you think the power how do you think the power elite got this far? Their greed will be
so basically
downfall.
That was his answer to you saying, at first he said your numbers are going down, then you said, sorry, we've got more stations, more listeners. Oh, well, your numbers aren't going down. They're just going up, and they're full of idiots. Yep. That was his response?
Yep. Well, gotcha. They're dumb. So your dishonesty will be your downfall. And that's the last prediction from Colin.
All right. Well, if our dishonesty will be
listening, by the way, he said.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Okay, great. So our dishonesty will be our downfall. Well, if we were being dishonest, I could see how that would be true. But we're being honest to our beliefs. We're being honest to what we know to be true. And dishonesty doesn't really play very well on Free Talk Live. We've always on this show taken our true positions on how we feel about things. At least I have. So
I wouldn't be able to do a show where I was lying.
I wouldn't be able to look at myself in the
mirror. How do you do that 3 hours and lie about your belief?
I don't know. Ask the conservative guys, because some of them are. I don't believe that all of them really are truthful about their viewpoint. Anyway.
Well, it's got to feel bad to be Rush Limbaugh, because Rush Limbaugh jumped the shark when in 2000.
Now, when Bush got elected?
Right. Now, remember, lots of people watched Happy Days after Fonzie jumped the shark. Mm-hmm. So the fact that people are listening to Rush Limbaugh and his numbers are growing, and they are, is a testament to how good of a show he does. He does a great one. He's a very entertaining broadcaster. However, what's the point in having a Republican talk show when you control the House, the Senate, and the White House?
To be a cheerleader.
Yeah. Yay, go, gay, yay. And then the Republicans, well, they squandered their chance. They stuffed their money full of pockets, got drunk on their power, and, you know, Americans, but they scolded them and then tossed them out. And now it's a complete turnaround. So I suppose Rush can try to give everybody the same old answer, which is elect Republicans. But who's going to fall for that crap again?
Well, now it's a different response from him, apparently. I don't know if you heard the latest news, but apparently Rush has made news for talking about how when the Republicans get in control again, we're going to use the system against the Democrats. He's not even talking about smaller government. He's talking about increasing the size of the system so they can use it against their political enemies. I mean, it's just,
well, if he does increases the size of the system, when his political enemies get back in power, then they're going to have the system on their side.
That's true. Anyway, we continue with your phone calls, and you can talk about what you want. It's Bill in Kentucky. Bill, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, and Julia.
Hello.
I just wanted to throw my hat in the ring with the conspiracy stuff. I am a 9/11 truther, but, God, I hate to share that mantle with some of the people that call your show. And the people who type in all caps, and I don't consider myself a kook. You can call me a fringer, that's fine. But I don't believe in lizard people and all that.
Why not? Do you feel like you haven't studied enough to come up with the lizard people conspiracy?
You just need to do more research.
Actually, I have, and I enjoy listening to David Icke, because he like Rush Limbaugh, he's very entertaining. And but no, I just can't quite wrap my head around the changing lizard people and all that.
Certainly lizard people are far-fetched. Doesn't it seem far-fetched that they would get as many people who must have been involved in the 9/11 conspiracy to be involved, and none of them come out and say anything about it? I mean, it's one thing to shoot a president like Kennedy, and I don't know anything about the magic bullet or whatever. It's one thing to shoot somebody, because it only takes one guy to pull a trigger. It's something entirely different to hijack four planes, three planes, whatever, and, you know, fly them into buildings and, you know, cover it up. But they didn't blow up. But they didn't fly them into buildings. They were holographs, and they blew up the building. And then they didn't sufficiently blow up the building, so they had to say that we're going to pull it or whatever. I mean, don't you think that doesn't that seem like a big conspiracy to you?
Right. I understand. I hear the music.
I want to bring you back. Hang on, dude.
Okay.
I know you called for a reason, probably trying to make a point. We'll bring him back in moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. No point shall be made while Mark's mouth is open. or mine. All right. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you like the fact that we give away all the features on the website, then you can shop with us and help support the show at the same time by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. There are dozens of categories in which you can shop. In fact, you can even order used items through Amazon, which is just great. You can save a few extra bucks, get user reviews on the products that you're looking at purchasing, and feel confident about buying online through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com and feel good because a percentage goes to Free Talk Live when you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Sort of the theme for the night has been emails from fringers. We haven't talked about the fringers in a while, so we drug out some angry emails from them.
We don't get a lot of hate mail, so if we were to cut out the 9/11 truther hate mail,
we wouldn't get any.
We wouldn't have any.
Right. So they're very upset, but not all of them are. In fact, some of them who will apparently self-identify as fringers are actually pretty dedicated listeners to the show. So let's go back to Bill in Kentucky. Bill, you just begun to tell us that while you may not be on board for the more extreme of the fringe conspiracy theories, you are on board for sort of the more popularized ones like the 9/11 truth movement. And you were going to get into a point, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, Mark actually he brings up a very good point. That is one of the aspects that I struggle with the most is the ability to keep something like that secret. I totally get that. My main two things, and then I'll get to my main point, is my viewpoint of seeing Building 7 and the Pentagon. That's the hardest point that I can't accept the official story because of that. But my main point is why I think it is important, and that's where I disagree with you guys, saying that we don't really care, what the truth is, it's not important, blah, 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 because our what's the word I'm looking for? Our foreign policy for the past, what, 8 years has been wrapped around 9/11. And then, you know, and projecting our collective hatred, I guess, towards little brown people because of 9/11. And I think that if more people had a notion that, you know, hey, maybe it didn't happen exactly the way that the government's telling us, maybe they had a hand in it. It's not so much to say, oh, yeah, we're right, and okay, yeah, the government's evil. Yeah, we know the government's evil. But if more people could look at that with more suspicion and question things more instead of just being so easily led that let's go to war.
I agree with you on this. Now, I will admit that at the time of the saber was being rattled for the war, you know, in Iraq, that I was on board with it. I'm like, you
so
know,
was
these people have you know, weapons of mass destruction. They won't give them up. Let's go in. Turns out we were lied to. And
yep.
Now is that a conspiracy? By the looks of it, yes, it was. It was conspiracy to, at the very least, overlook facts that, you know, that pointed that they didn't have weapons of mass destruction, and only look at facts that pointed to that they might. So, you know, I'll go with you that that's a conspiracy. But don't you think that it makes just as much sense that you know, we've been screwing around, we being white English speaking people on this planet, have been screwing around in the Middle East for the last 100 years with their doesn't it make sense that a guy like Osama bin Laden, who is part of the royal bloodline, would like to wrest power from his half brother Hassan, and that the only way he can do that is by getting the infidels who support him, i.e. us, out of the country so that he can fight man to man with Hassan. You know, they can take their troops and, you know, get their followers, and they can have a good old civil war, but we're preventing that. Doesn't it just make just as much sense that Osama bin Laden would have recruited 20 young Middle Eastern men to go ahead and jump in planes and fly them into buildings, hijacked with box cutters?
Certainly it does. Okay. I don't have a problem with that either. I mean, again, at the very least, I believe our government was complicit and knew about it. I have no idea. I'm not saying that George Bush was there with a dynamite plunger and, you know, blowing the buildings up. I'm just saying that, you know, just like Pearl Harbor, FDR knew that was going to happen.
Way from the history books. That's certainly a possibility. It's a good possibility that he knew. But the fact is, people in the government during 1941 knew that the Pearl Harbor attack was going to take place. Whether FDR knew about it or not, that's, you know, it's hard to say for sure. And in the same way, I don't think George Bush personally, that George Bush knew about these, you know, planes flying, getting ready to fly into buildings. But I know that there's evidence. The facts are that people in the government, you know, knew that this was going to happen. They tried to tell other people who wouldn't believe them.
Exactly.
So that's at the very least, you're right about that. And I don't know what happened with Building 7, and I don't know what happened with the Pentagon, but Popular Mechanics made some explanations that seemed good enough to me.
Well, the problem with all that is that one side just goes back and forth. One side versus the other, they just keep going back and forth. One side makes claims, the other side rebuts, they make counterclaims, the other side rebuts, they make counterclaims. And it's this sort of ongoing, never-ending academic discussion. And if what your point is, and I see where you're coming from, Bill, in Kentucky, if what your point is to bring people on board with the anti-war movement through this 9/11 conspiracy theory, I'm with Mark. Why not just go with at least something similar to the official story? And I'm with you also, Bill, that I don't believe what the government says, but at the same time, I also don't believe what the fringers are saying. I don't believe any of it. I don't know what the truth is.
And the reason why
the details on the truth don't matter is because war would not be justified even if the official story were true. Even if the official story were 100% accurate, and that a bunch of Middle Easterners came over here and flew planes into the buildings, that wouldn't justify an aggressive war in the Middle East. It doesn't justify having 700 military bases around the world. None of that is justified.
I agree. If you're
trying to convince people to be anti-war, just go on the facts that you have in front of you, and that is that empire is dangerous.
Right, and that's why I'm not an evangelist about this. I mean, I have my beliefs, but you know, I don't type out emails in all caps, and I don't, you know, call talk shows except for the occasional when I call you guys and whatnot. And I'm glad you guys don't talk about this stuff, because that's why I listen to your show. Because I get enough of that from, you know, listening to Alex Jones, and that's entertaining. But
right, there's shows
I,
for that.
Your show, because it's completely different.
Right, there are shows for that. And I would like to point out that Colin was successful in sending his emails and following up with me every time I sent something back, because we've been talking about this for well over an hour. So, I mean, you know, like, he got what he wanted in that case, and good on him. But, you know, I agree that there are shows for that, lots of them that talk about 9/11 and the conspiracy theories and all that other stuff. We believe that we have answers, and we don't spend as much time focusing on those kind of obscure problems.
So, Bill, would you say that you're more of just a quiet believer, that you're not somebody that's out there hitting the streets trying to recruit people into your particular 9/11?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a passive believer of that. I mean, if we have a conversation with somebody and it comes up, certainly I'll talk about it. I'm not really ashamed of my belief.
Do you spend time on a weekly basis researching and digging into the theories, or are you pretty much just, you've got your belief and that's it, you've moved on?
Well, I'm kind of ADD, so I'll go through, I'll get a wild hair up my butt, and I'll spend a couple hours, few hours, and then I won't think about it for a while, and then, you know, something will pop in my head, and I'll start looking up and get kind of obsessed over it for a couple hours, and then I'm done.
You know, perception and point of view is very important when looking at a lot of things. For instance, I read a book called Them, and I can't remember what the author's name is off the top of my head, but he's an investigative reporter, and he, you know, the title of it was Them, you know, Going Underground with Conspiracy Theorists or something like that. So he went with Alex Jones, and they both, at the same time, infiltrated the Bohemian Grove,
right.
Together. Now, when you read Alex Jones's account, it sounds sinister. There's little idols to owls all over the place. There's sacrifice of care ceremony that goes on, and you know, the way he describes this whole thing, it sounds like an evil ritual. Then when you hear this guy talk about it, he's like, ah, yeah, I was there, and the owls are just kind of a theme in the park, and it's the same as seeing big H's in a Hilton and being, you know, scared of them.
Bunch of rich guys partying in the woods, basically.
Right.
You know, as a final observation here in our conversation, it's interesting that you mentioned that you will only spend a few hours here and there when you feel inspired looking into this sort of thing. And I think that may be one of the key differences between your level of involvement, Bill, and somebody like the emailers we've been talking about. I get the feeling that these emailers live, breathe, eat, and sleep all things fringe conspiracy theory, whereas for you it's like an occasional hobby, just as somebody watching a sitting down to watch a movie. That's going to suck up 2 hours of your time in the same way you would just go and spend that 2 hours instead of watching a movie. You would go and do something related to
this. I think the important difference is presentation. I don't care how much time you spend on it. If that's your hobby, and that's fine. It's how you present it.
That's key, Mark,
Well, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. I agree with you, Mark. It is presentation, but he was saying he's not really presenting it to people. But the people that are the ones that are living, breathing, and sleeping it. They're absolutely obsessed with it. And I think that's kind of a sickness, personally. Hour 3's coming up. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.